Proclamation number 8986 of 30th of May, 1965. Address of God must be desired. When spiritual knowledge is imparted to you by me myself, then you also have the duty to pass it on, provided that it concerns messages, which are given for all men, which are to serve all men for the reshaping of their souls to love. Therefore everything what can be called knowledge, which reaches into spiritual area, which you did not possess before, but is to lead to the recognition of it. For through these transmissions I address all men. I as it were announce to you again my gospel of love, but which I provide at the same time with the reason necessary for you, under which everything must be understood what has caused your human existence on this earth. What is valid as purpose and aim of earth life. In short, everything that gives you again the bright knowledge which you had lost through your fall into sin. And so therefore my messages from above include everything in themselves, through which the course of ascent development is guaranteed for you. And that is why you will have to realize the importance of passing on, and also that I myself do everything to support you in this work, because I know it, which resistances arise for you and how you are hindered on the part of my opponent, but who is powerless, because it is about the spreading of the divine love light, and he flees this, as soon as he recognizes strong light bearers among you. When you therefore offer yourselves to me to carry on my gospel of love, then he cannot get you into his power, because you then fight at my side. You stand up for me and so also experience my protection. And that you are allowed to be receivers of my messages, which I address directly or also indirectly, that is again based on your love, which will increase the more you receive. Therefore you need not fear that I will let my source of grace dry up as long as you want to serve me. But one thing I have to emphasize is that you have to make a distinction between spiritual impartations which lead you to profound knowledge, to a knowledge of what is otherwise hidden to you, and such messages which are to be assessed as advice, directed to your fellow human beings who expect advice from you or through you. Because also then I will express myself when you intimately ask me, because I speak to every child, which expects this address. You must keep this apart, that if such an address is not expected, I will not express myself either unless I speak to everyone, and then everyone will recognize this address as being addressed to him, that he can accept and take it to heart according to his will, but also reject it. You must always consider that I hand spiritual bread to all men, which they now can accept or not, so that no man feels himself forced. But that I do not choose the way to win him through a personal address, if he himself does not desire it from the heart. If my word conveyed to you from above is offered to a person, he is entirely at liberty to accept it as also addressed to him, but he can also reject it. But if he is addressed without his direct request, he will immediately reject this word. He will not be able to help feeling a slight unease, and this is also justified because he is in no relationship whatsoever with me, and he rejects such a direct address as untrustworthy. For everything has to happen without compulsion of will, and therefore I always address people in such a way that they are not forced to believe it. But a personal address is always a compulsion of will, which is not of use for him, indeed can rather still let him doubt the credibility of all word receivers. That is why I also advise every man to ask questions himself, which I will certainly answer him in his heart after intimate prayer, Because exactly the intimacy of his prayer will also cause me to express myself in him. For I desire such a one, because then the union with me is established, which makes it possible for me to express myself. But also a mediator must pay attention that the questioner himself presents his requests to me, that he himself is just as eagerly endeavored to unite with me. That he not only expresses a question, which I am to answer him, but wrestles in intimate prayer himself for the answer to his question, which then will also earn him the answer through a mediator. You must always consider that every man must acquire the maturity of his soul himself, that you certainly can help him to go the right way, but that the will of man must always remain free, which you are not allowed to endanger through announcements, which are arbitrarily supplied to those who have not desired them from the heart. Because these I also do not address, because the desire for my direct address must be present, if it is not about the great knowledge about realization in the spiritual area, which I let go to all men without distinction. Amen.